Revolutionary talk for revolutionary times. Liberty Talk FM.
Well, it's a marvelous night for a moon dance with the stars up above in your eyes. A fantabulous night to make romance neath the cover of October skies.
What's up, everybody? Welcome aboard to the Bubba Show, and as we are so excited to continue on with our Secret Millionaires Club contest, which was sponsored by Warren Buffett, and another one of the finalists that we are so fortunate to get to talk to is Ray Gao from Talent Zoo. Ray, welcome aboard.
It is my honor and pleasure to be here today.
I tell you something, it's really an honor for me because it's not often that I get to meet such great young entrepreneurs who have spirit and really believe in the American way. And so, Ray, tell me about Talent Zoo and tell me about yourself.
Well, Talent Zoo is an online peer-to-peer platform that can help talent buyers efficiently find a talent vendor or tutor that can teach them a talent. And these talent vendors are people who are willing to offer a flexible time schedule and a low cost. And I was inspired to create this business because last summer I saw how frustrated my mom got after trying to find me a saxophone teacher. And this really took her a long time because there was no efficient source or way for her to find a talent tutor, and none of the talent tutors she found were matching all of my and her needs. So this really inspired me to create a business that, as I said, can efficiently match talent buyers and vendors.
Now, is the business up and operating?
The business currently is an idea, but over the summer, I will, with the help of my uncle, try to create a website and an app for Talent Zoo, and also try to create social media accounts for Talent Zoo to promote itself.
Oh, that's great! So, you're a saxophone player?
Yes, I started playing last year.
Okay, and how old are you, Ray?
12.
12, and what grade are you in school?
Heading into seventh grade.
Heading into seventh grade, and are you a good student?
Of course.
Okay, well, you never know, right? You could be just a smart entrepreneur. So,
yeah.
if in your idea, what would be some of the best talent match things that you would want to see on Talent Zoo? What would be, like, if you were to pick a couple of ideas of things that you wanted to be up there, what would you say would be the best to start with?
Well, actually, I want Talent Zoo to be a very versatile talent teaching service because I want Talent Zoo to be able to teach any type of talent. And one of the reasons why Talent Zoo is a unique idea is because it offers talent vendors or tutors that can teach any talent. So, all in all, I just want Talent Zoo to have talent vendors who are very versatile and are able to teach very unusual talents.
And so when you came up with the idea, because your mom was looking for a saxophone teacher for you, and you developed this idea, so who did you discuss the idea with first when you first thought of it? Who did you go talk to?
Well, I talked to my dad and my mom. I talked to both of my parents, because, especially my dad, because he's very interested in finance and businesses. I talked to him about it, and then I talked to my mom about it, and she thought it was a great idea. So I decided to pursue this idea.
And that's really cool. So, Ray, tell me now. We know you're a hard worker, and we know you're a very smart young man, and you play the saxophone. What do you do for fun and excitement in the summertime?
Well, you know, like most kids, I do like to spend time with friends and to play sports like basketball and, of course, to check my social media accounts. But I also really enjoy learning and enriching myself. You know, I like learning about math and finance and businesses and entrepreneurship. So these are things that really inspired me to also go into the Secret Millionaires Club contest.
And of course, this is something that could be great. And of course, the idea sounds like it's a phenomenal idea of matching instructors or teachers with students that want to learn. And have you figured out a pricing model yet for this? Do you have any finance involved and ideas yet of how you're going to charge for this?
Well, Talent Zoo has multiple channels of revenue that I plan to put in the business. First of all, talent vendors who sign up on the business on my platform, they will have to pay a monthly listing fee that will help them stay on Talented's platform. And I'm planning to make this listening fee about $10 a month. And for sponsoring fee, I also have sponsoring fees. So if outside-related businesses or town centers want to promote themselves on my platform, then they will have to pay a sponsoring fee for posting an ad. And also, TownZoo will also collect a percentage of all money transactions that go through its platform. And those are the three stable ways that TownZoo will make profit and revenue.
Ray, it sounds like you're pretty smart in finance, though. Where'd you get such a good finance education?
Well, my dad is, as I said before, is very interested in finance and entrepreneurship. So he really inspired me to learn about finance and financial literacy. So that's how I got inspired to create this entrepreneurial business as well.
So, you know, as a 12-year-old young man going into seventh grade, what would you say would be the most important thing for other 12-year-olds who aren't quite as progressive or quite as sharp as you are at looking into businesses? What would be your advice to them?
Well, my advice would be to at least spend some time, even if it's a little time, every day to pursue your dreams and talents and to also enrich yourself and help yourself to learn. Because in today's society, that might not be a very, very big factor in kids' lives. So I really want to encourage kids to go beyond school to help learn more new things and to enrich themselves, because this might inspire them to pursue a talent or maybe inspire them to pursue their dreams.
And you're pursuing your dream, and you came up with this. Is this your first business idea, or have you had others?
This is my first business idea.
Okay, and you're really running with it. And so now, are you still in school, or is school over for the summer?
School's over for summer.
Okay, so when are you going to start working on building the website and doing all the other stuff that goes along with your plan of being an entrepreneur?
Probably in the next few weeks, or maybe in the next month.
Okay, and do you have any idea when it might be done and ready to go and ready to go into real business where you can start actually making some money off of it?
Oh, that really depends. It's probably going to take at least a few months, because I don't have a big background in computers and creating websites and apps. So that's why I need my uncle's help, because he has a background in that. So it's probably going to take about a few months, about 2 to 3.
Okay, and so it's really exciting. And when you look into the business, are you already starting to look for other people to come on your website? Have you started to do that search where you're making known that this is going to be an available product? Because it benefits not only the person who's searching for the talent, but it also benefits the person who has the talent.
Yeah, I am looking to promote myself in schools, especially high schools and local colleges, because those are the students who are most likely looking to make some money to pay off their tuitions. So I also am going to, as I said before, make a social media account on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and websites like that to help promote TownZoo and to help attract many customers and also attract many talent vendors to come list themselves on my platform.
And that's exciting. And so how are the saxophone lessons going now that you found the right person that you were matched up, that you figured out the business from?
Well, yeah, I'm actually playing saxophone very well now. And I'm also in my school saxophone band, which is why I decided to go play saxophone in the first place, because I wanted to be in the band. And I've also really been interested in saxophone before I even started playing it, because I listened to a lot of jazz. As a kid. So yeah, with the help of my talent manager now and my school band, my saxophone skills have improved exponentially.
That is so great. And Ray Gao, thank you so much for being on the Bubba Show today. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
This is the Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horch. We're going to step out here for a break, and we'll be right back while we continue our Secret Millionaires Contest finalists, sponsored by Warren Buffett. This is the Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horch. We'll be right back after the break. Yeah. Welcome back to the Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz, and as we continue our Secret Millionaires Club, the contest that was sponsored by Warren Buffett, we have now got another two, and this is, we've got two entrepreneurs and two winners or finalists of the Secret Millionaires Club, and these are the Eggpreneur Kit, and this is Simeon and Lillian. Welcome, both of you. Welcome, Simeon, to the show.
Thank you.
And welcome, Lillian. It's great. And so, first of all, guys, Simeon first, tell me, what is the Eggpreneur Kit?
Well, it is a kit that contains six young brown egg-laying hens, a chicken coop, a chicken feeder, a chicken water, and a 50-pound bag of chicken feed, which will last them a little over a month. And what our purpose for the Eggpreneur Kit is to help kids know where their food comes from and help get people that may live in the city involved in agriculture.
That's very good. And of course, you guys are from Missouri, correct? Is that right, Lillian?
Yes.
And so tell me, are you guys involved in farming in Missouri? Are you involved in agriculture, or just an idea that you're taking and you want to get other people involved in agriculture?
Yes, we have our farm in Marshall, Missouri, and we really like it here.
Oh, that sounds very exciting. And how did you guys get involved? And Lillian, you answer this first. How did you get involved in wanting to build the Eggpreneur Kit? What was the idea that said, you know, this would be a pretty good idea that we want to show and share with everybody?
Like Simeon said, we want people to know about agriculture. We want people to get outside and have fun, feed the chickens.
That sounds like a lot of fun. And do you guys go out and feed chickens, and do you have fun doing all that?
Yes.
And how old are you guys? Lillian, how old are you?
I'm 9.
And what grade in school are you?
3rd.
You're in 3rd grade? And Simeon, yes. How old are you?
I'm 12, and I'm going into 7th grade.
Okay, and so are you exciting? Is the business taking off? Do you guys have a website or anything for your business?
Yes, we have a website.
And what is it?
It is eefarm.net. And on the website, not only do we have the Eggpreneur Kit and the guide to raising chickens, but we also have information about our other animals that we raise on our farm, which includes sheep, chickens, llamas, goats, and even a couple horses.
Do you get to ride the horses?
I personally don't, but my older sister and Lillian do.
Oh, nice. And Lillian, are you having fun building your own business?
Yes, I am, because I get to be with my brother a lot.
Yeah, and so now how much, if I wanted to buy an Eggpreneur Kit, how much is that?
It'll cost $200 for people 18 and older, but if you're under 17, we have a special financing, which is $24 down with a 12% and payments of $25 a month for 10 months.
Okay.
And so that gives us a 12% interest rate.
Wow, you guys are pretty smart. You're already getting into interest. So not only are you into farming, but you're now into finance too. So do you love the business? Is this something you look forward to doing every day?
Yes.
Yeah.
And who's the biggest help to you to help you continue to make the business grow?
Well, we have my dad helps us building the coops, but our mom has helped us a lot throughout this process with helping us come up with the idea and then helping finalize the
business plans.
And are you guys still in school this summer, or are you out for summer break already?
We are homeschooled.
You're homeschooled. That's great. And so now, even homeschool, you get some time off. And now when you're on summer break, will you be continuing to work on the Eggpreneur kit and to make it better and to sell more?
Yes.
And what do you guys do? First, Lillian, what do you do for fun besides working on your business?
I like to play with my brother.
Yeah, and what else do you like to do?
Softball, soccer, acting.
So it's very busy. Do you find it hard to find time to do everything? Because those are all things that make it keep you a very busy person. Is it fun to do everything and be that busy?
Yeah, because you're not being bored having breaks.
Right. And Simeon, what do you do for fun besides the Eggpreneur kit?
I play on a competitive baseball team and a competitive soccer team. I also enjoy messing with my livestock and playing the piano.
Wow. And you play competitive baseball. And you're in Missouri. What part of Missouri are you in?
Marshall.
And where is that compared to St. Louis?
About 3 hours. It's about three hours west of St. Louis. It's closer to Kansas City.
Oh, cool. Okay. And now, when you look at your business, do you hope this is going to be a business that's going to be around forever, so that as you get older, it becomes a bigger business and you guys can build it even bigger than it is now?
Yeah, maybe. I mean, we have other business ideas, so we're kind of toying around with the idea of making other businesses.
Okay, so you guys are big entrepreneurs, and so what are some of the other business ideas you have in mind?
We're just working on them. We haven't created.
Okay.
We haven't came up with any big bright idea yet. We're just working on them.
But you're always thinking, and isn't that important? What would you say to other 9 and 12 year old kids that are just sitting around watching TV about the great experience that you're getting working and actually building your own business?
Well, my suggestion would be to never deny an idea.
That's pretty good. That's pretty good advice. That sounds like something coming from an adult that's not, 12 or 9 years old. And what's going to be your next big thing as far as, is there any new developments coming on the kit? And how are you going to get the idea out to other people so that they can participate and buy your kit and you can create more business?
Well, of course, as we said, we do have the website. But we are also thinking of going maybe to other schools in the state and advertising on Craigslist.
Wow, that's exciting. And so you do have the website, and you have to, obviously we have to drive people to the website, so we have to put the idea. Do you guys do Twitter as well?
We'll probably get our mom to get on some social media, but we don't.
Okay.
At this time.
And are you guys familiar with how to keep up the website, or do you have to have somebody help you with the actual programming parts of the website?
Our mom helped us, so it was fun.
You got a pretty good mom. She's pretty good helping you do this. And Lillian, what are you going to do this summer?
I play softball, and I'm doing acting. I play piano as well. And we go to the state fair and show our animals.
Oh, that's really cool. And then are you going to show your Eggpreneur kit at the state fair too?
Probably not.
Why not? Come on. We got to show. We got to sell it. This would be a great idea, right?
Yeah.
So you guys are great. And it's really an honor for me to talk to both Simeon and Lillian. They are from the Eggpreneur Kit, and their website is eefarm.net. I want to thank you guys so much for coming on. It's really nice to talk to some good, young, smart entrepreneurs.
Thank you.
This is the Bubba Show, and we are still continuing our interviewing of the Secret Millionaires Club by Warren Buffett, and we are talking to the finalists. This was Simeon and Lillian from eefarm.net, and we'll be back after the break with more of the Bubba Show.
You're so delicious.
Affordable health insurance was the promise of Obamacare. But for many, the government mandate caused more problems than it solved. This is Dr. Elena George from Medicine on Call, and I want to tell you about a truly affordable alternative allowed under Obamacare, Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare bypasses doctor and hospital panels, giving you the freedom to choose. And with a maximum of $500 out-of-pocket per person and 100% coverage up to $1 million per year per occurrence, you can rest assured knowing you and your family are protected. Coverage starts as low as $107 per month and also includes dental, vision, pharmacy, and holistic care. Liberty HealthShare puts you back in charge of your health. Visit them online at libertyoncall.org. Again, for a true affordable alternative to Obamacare, visit libertyoncall.org or call toll-free 1-800-714-6993 today.
Trust. For nearly four decades, that is the reputation Roberts & Roberts Brokerage has forged with their customers. Now, with their full e-commerce website, rrbi.co, it's easier than ever to buy or sell precious metals via Bitcoin or major credit card. Visit them online at rrbi.co or call 800-874-9760 to speak with an experienced professional today. Roberts & Roberts, when you're serious about precious metals.
Welcome back to the Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz, as we continue on with our Secret Millionaires Club special, which was sponsored by Warren Buffett. Our next team of entrepreneurs is, the idea was Keep Track Sticky Back, and that the team members are Emily and Bryn. And welcome aboard, Emily and Bryn. Nice to have you on.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
Yeah, thank you.
It's my pleasure. So tell me what Keep Track Sticky Back is all about. Who wants to go first? Either one, and then we'll hear from the other.
This is Emily. I guess I'll go first. So Keep Track Sticky Back is a fabric-based portable organizer, and it has plastic pockets on the base of the product, so you can put, like, any material in it, and then it has a plastic sticky back, so then you can stick it to nearly any surface.
Okay, and then, Bryn, what do you tell us about it?
You can also stick the Keep Track Sticky Back to walls, desks. You could put it on a laptop, possibly. And you could store things like pencils, erasers, paper clips, and things like that.
And how did you guys come up with the idea?
We were working on a project together for our language arts class. And we can't remember exactly, but one of our pencils broke. And so we went back inside to our classroom from working in the hallway, and we spent minutes searching through our pencil bag, looking for another pencil or pen, and we just thought, well, our pencil bag and everything is so unorganized, so there has to be a better way to organize our things. And so that's just kind of how we developed our product from that moment.
Now, is this a actual product, or is this still an idea?
It's still an idea, but we're in the process of creating it into a business and making it real.
We've made two prototypes, so we have two right now, but with the winnings that we got, we're hoping to start up and make more inventory.
That's awesome. So, first of all, Emily, tell us about you and who you are and how old you are and what grade you are in school, and give us a little bit of your background.
So I'm 12 years old. I'm going to be in the 7th grade. I love playing volleyball. I love hanging out with my friends. Just when I heard about the competition, I thought it was a really good idea, and I was really interested in it because I had always been very creative from a young age, and I always had a bunch of different ideas. So I thought this contest was a really good way for me to showcase my creativity. And yeah,
that's it. And Bryn, tell us about you.
I'm 11 years old, and I'm also going into the 7th grade. I think that I'm kind of a crafty kind of person. I kind of like to do things alone, and I kind of like to more see how the reasons of things go, and yeah.
And so how did you guys come up with the idea? How did you? What made you decide to get into the contest, and what's your two relationship?
We decided to get into the contest because originally our teachers, Mrs. Bunton and Mrs. Johnson, told us about the contest, and they told our whole grade, and we all did it as a school project at first, and then at the end we submitted it into the online submission on the website, and we didn't think we were going to get in at all because there was a lot of kids entering, and when we found out we got in, we were really surprised, and yeah.
It's pretty exciting, right? And what is your, are you guys just friends, or and what made you decide to do this together?
It's actually kind of a funny story. So Emily has been at the elementary school that I came to in third grade ever since kindergarten. And ever since I came in third grade, we were best friends. And so we've all always been kind of close. And so we decided that we'd do it together just because, you know, we're comfortable with each other and we knew each other.
And what was the most exciting part about the contest? What did you find the most exciting?
I think what I found most exciting was getting to, like, experience it all and, like, showcase our ideas to the different, like, entrepreneurs and business owners that came to the competition and judged us. I really liked also growing closer to the brand and developing our business. It was a really fun opportunity.
And when you had to present, were you nervous about presenting? Was it something that bothered you, or were you able to do it easily?
Well, with enough practice, it was easy for us, but we were still kind of nervous, like, what if we mess up, what if we do this, what if we do that, and we did maybe mess up a couple times, and we kind of felt that a little down for that, but we were pretty much overall proud with what we had done, and we're still confident.
Now, are you going to try to develop this into a real business now?
Yes, we are. We're trying to get a patent. We're meeting with a patent lawyer, and we're trying to get that all situated. But we're also donating to charity, and we're also putting away some for art to further our education, like college and all that stuff.
So what is your, from a business standpoint, what is your next step? We know you're working with a patent, probably a patent attorney, I would guess. And do you have a website built yet, or are you going to build a website?
Possibly. We probably need somebody to help us with that since we're not as experienced with kind of that thing. But yeah, we'll probably definitely have a website.
Okay, and what about other, are you going to try to promote it through other social media as well?
Yes. When we were talking to the judges, our main source of advertisement was social media and also like a radio advertisement. So once we get up our business like running like a functional business and we have inventory, that's when we're going to start getting into the advertisement sorts of thing like Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, all that stuff.
And so what are your plans? Are you guys, is school over? Are you out for the summer? Or you still have a couple weeks of school left?
Yeah, we're out of school. We just graduated from sixth grade, which is still is the last grade in elementary school for us. So we're both continuing to middle school or seventh grade. So
what are your plans this summer for the business? Are you going to work on it this summer while you have some free time and try to develop the apps and everything else you're going to do?
Yes. We're going to spend a lot of time together this summer working on it, talking with our patent lawyer, working with, hopefully trying to get Paul, investors, talking with the contest people, see what else we can move forward with, advertise, all that stuff, work to create inventory, all that stuff. So we're going to try this summer mainly to get our business up and running, like with the basics and everything.
And then if you have an idea how much you're going to retail the product for when you sell it?
Well, that kind of depends because we have three different sizes, and we imagine that retailers would probably sell the small for around $8, the regular would be about $21, and then the large would be about $60.
Okay, and is this for everybody? Is it for high school or for junior high kids, or is it for adults as well?
Anyone can use it because we have 3 sizes, 6 colors, and 3 shapes. We designed the 3 sizes so they could be used for different purposes, like the small could possibly be used for school supplies, stuff like that. The regular is anything that you really want, and then the large you could use for more like bigger items like pacifiers, diapers, bottles, like stuff that mothers, athletes, tools, cooking utensils.
And how are you going to push out the word besides social media, and how are you going to finance building the business up?
Well, we were going to start using some of our personal savings, winning from the competition, maybe some investors if we can get some, and also like try to maybe promote it on a website that we might make, social media, radio ad, and get maybe other people to promote us.
Now, you guys are 11 and 12 and you're very good friends. What would you say to other 11 and 12-year-olds that have ideas? What would you say to them?
I guess what I would say to them is if you have an idea and you think it's a really good idea, just go for it. I mean, you have nothing to lose. Just really be confident. Be confident in yourself and in your product or your business, because your imagination has no limits. So you can really take your idea that you have to help yourself or help others and then actually create it and sell it. So you just always have to believe in yourself and never give up.
And those are great words to live by, is always believe in yourself and never give up. And do you have other ideas as well, or is this your main deal and this is something that you really want to build?
We think that in the future we may create other products, but right now we're just trying to focus on this so that we can get this growing and at its fullest point, and then maybe we'll expand out to newer things.
That's really awesome. You know, Emily and Brent, it's been great to have you on The Bubba Show. We really appreciate you coming on and sharing some of your experience and your time, and we want to wish you the best of luck going forward.
Yes, thank you so much for having us. We really appreciate it.
And this has been The Bubba Show. Todd Bob Wards will be back after the break with more of our interviews of the Secret Millionaires contest sponsored by Warren Buffett. And we again want to thank Emily and Bryn for joining the show. Thank you, guys, and we'll see you next time. And we also want to make sure that you check out thebubbashow.org. We'll be posting some of these interviews and some of the products that our secret super entrepreneurs are doing. I think it's always important to help the youth become better at what they want to do, and there's no better way than to help participate and encourage them along. So we hope you're enjoying our special. This is The Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz. We're going to step out of here for a break and come back with another one of our choice finalists from the Warren Buffett Secret Millionaire Club. This is The Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz. We'll be right back after the break. The Bubba Show.
After 10,000 beers and 28 years.
Welcome back to The Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz. As we continue and finish up with our Secret Millionaires Club contest finalists, and our last team will be Team Up Techies, and we have 4 members of the team. And what I want you guys to do is first welcome aboard and introduce yourself and your age and the grade in school and tell us a little bit about the company, please. And whoever wants to go first, feel free to go.
My name is Jalen Lee. I'm in the 5th grade going to the 6th, and I'm homeschooled. And my business is Team Up Techies.
Okay, who's next?
Hi, I'm Tony Badula. I'm 12 years old in the 8th grade, and I'm a managing member and co-founder of Team Up Techie.
Okay, next.
Hi, my name is Celine Safir. I'm 11 years old. Hi, I'm Celine Safir. I'm 11 years old. I'm in 6th grade going to 7th, and I'm a co-founder and managing member of Team Up Techie.
My name is Jacob Lee. I'm 12 years old. I'm in seventh grade going to eighth, and I'm a managing member and co-founder of our business, Team Up Techies.
Okay, so who wants to tell me what is Team Up Techies?
Team Up Techies is a youth collaboration site for kids aged 5 to 17 from all over the world to work together on a project, business, or invention.
Is this an ongoing business? Is this a new business, or is this an idea?
This is a business.
Okay, so is it up and running? Do we have a website?
Can you repeat that question?
Since the business is up and running, do you have a website?
We're working on it.
Okay, and so if the business is running, how do we get business? How do we get new customers right now?
We plan to advertise. So every year we'll go to the Makers Fair and advertise at our booth. We'll advertise at schools and community gatherings. We'll have workshops at libraries and rec centers. We'll use social media, YouTube commercials, by kids, for kids, and Secret Millionaires Club, STEM programs. And we're currently working with a PR firm.
Okay, and who came up with the idea of Team Up Techies, and what is it going to, how is it going to benefit everybody?
Well, my name is Jalen, and I was the founder of the business, and I feel like this is going to benefit everyone because people say that, like, children are not, like, every founder of the business, so I feel like Team Up Techies would just show everyone that children can be founders of businesses and young entrepreneurs.
Okay, and so when we're in business, what information are we going to share to people all around the world?
Can you repeat the question?
What business? What are we going to share to all of the people around the world? What ideas?
Okay, so how our business is going to work? Oh, this is Jacob. And how our business is going to work is when the child goes onto the website, they will be helped with the Team Up Techies mascot, so they can find out how to create their profile and then get started with their project. When they find all the people they need, so they can make their project. And then once they find all the people they need for that project, they'll be able to go to a project page, and then they'll be able to have advertisement so they can push start our business. We'll be able to share files and documents, and they can share videos and photos too.
Now, are you guys techies yourself? Are you guys very tech savvy? Do you understand computers and how to build websites and all that stuff?
Well, this is Salim, and yes, I am a computer geek, so technically I'm a techie.
That's great.
We're on a robot.
That's
well, like Celine said, I'm also a robotics geek, and I love robotics.
So what was the most fun of being in the Secret Millionaires contest?
Well, the most fun thing about being in there is because another part of it is I love making new friends. So that was really fun, and just competing and looking at the other ideas.
Okay, and when you do this, what do you guys do? You're all hard workers, it sounds, and very smart. What do you do for fun other than work on your website or work on Team Up Techies?
I program games, build websites, and I like to play my Xbox.
Okay, who else?
I like to, this is Jacob, and I like to hang out with friends a lot.
Okay, Jalen?
And I like sewing and also playing outside with my friends and competing in sports.
This is Salim, and I like animating and programming games and designing websites, illustrating and other things.
So when you guys build this, so what is your plan this summer? How are we going to make the idea into a reality?
We're working with the web designer to help with our website, so this summer we'll be working on Team Up Techies a lot.
And do you guys spend a lot of time working on this, or like, do you schedule X amount of time per week to get together and make sure you continue to work this and push this idea forward?
We actually scheduled times for us to meet up and work together.
And are you guys, so you guys are a little bit different ages. Are you all friends, or how did you get together as a team?
We were all friends, since we were born for a really long time. And we also on the same robotics team in the Steampunk Robotics Club.
Oh, cool. And what is the robotics club?
Well, the Steampunk Robotics Club was started by my older brother, Nick. So he always had a love for robotics, and the first team he was on, he was 9. So then he wanted to create his own robotics team. So he ended up creating the Steampunk Robotics Club.
Okay. And now, each one of you, go ahead.
And we compete in robotics. We do different challenges, such as the Growing Orbit Challenge, the Tagged Web Challenge, Sea Perch, Future City, FLL, FTC, Junior FLL, and a lot of different.
That's really good. So, you know, you guys are really exciting, and it's obviously it's a great space. It's a great spot to help people because A, you can make money at it. And have you figured out how much you're going to charge when somebody wants to sign up for your website?
We plan to offer yearly membership. Individual memberships will cost $60. Family memberships will cost $45 per student. And school and organization memberships will cost $200 up to 30 students per classroom.
Wow. So you guys have really you've really thought this through now. Did you write the business plan and do everything on your own, or did you have some help from the outside?
We actually completed a working business plan.
I'm sorry, what was that again?
We'll actually have a working business plan.
Very nice. And how did you get the business plan?
We worked on it.
Okay. And how long did it take you to write the business plan?
It took us 4 weeks.
Okay. And did you build this just for the contest, or was this an idea you had before and the contest came along?
This was an idea before the contest.
And what was the most fun of the contest?
Well, this is Celine, in my opinion, I think that the most fun part of the contest was when they had the different teams and individuals collaborate to make a lemonade stand and a car wash.
That was great. So, you know, I tell you, it's really exciting for a guy like me to get to talk to some very young entrepreneurs. It's really proud moment for me and a great moment for the Bubba Show. I'm so happy you guys could come on, and thank you so much for being a part of the show.
You're welcome. And is it okay if I can add one thing?
Yes, you can.
Well, our motto is, we know that there are children all over the world with amazing ideas. Our goal is to help turn their dreams into reality. Because whatever young people of the world want to achieve, they can do it right now. Team Up Techies is the seed for young innovators to grow their ideas.
I can think of no better way to end the Bubba Show today. You guys were awesome. I appreciate your time. This has been the Bubba Show. We just have met with Team Up Techies. They were awesome. We'll see everybody tomorrow. Same time, same station. The Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz. We'll see everybody tomorrow. Good night, everybody.
Revolutionary talk for revolutionary times. Liberty Talk FM.